Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. How much corporate welfare do you think the federal government has handed out over the past decade? If you guessed at least $10 trillion, you're right. Government welfare payments to business include cash grants, allocated tax credits, subsidies, government loans, loan guarantees, economic development tax breaks, and bailout assistance. The nonprofit organization called Good Jobs First released a study 2 years ago of federal largesse and then another report last month on state and local government business welfare. For the years 2000 through 2014, the companies receiving the largest total of cash grants and allocated tax credits were a Spanish company named Iberdrola, which received almost $2.2 billion, and NextEra Energy, the parent company of Florida Power & Light, of more than $1.9 billion. By the way, from 2008 through 2015, NextEra had pre-tax income exceeding $21 billion. Instead of paying more than $7 billion in federal corporate income taxes, the company did not pay a single dime because of alternative energy welfare benefits. Of the 100 largest private for-profit vendors to the U.S. government 3 years ago, 49 of them had received cash grants or allocated tax credits since the year 2000. The largest recipients were General Electric, General Atomics, United Technologies, and Boeing. The four largest recipients of federal loans, loan guarantees, and bailout assistance, totaling almost $10 trillion between them before subtracting any repayments, were Bank of America, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, and J.P. Morgan Chase. Of the 100 largest private vendors to the U.S. government that benefited from federal loans, loan guarantees, and bailouts, Boeing received more than anyone else, with General Electric second. As for state and local welfare to business, among the largest beneficiaries were Boeing, General Motors, and Ford. Remember, this more than $10 trillion in corporate welfare did not really come from the government. In order to provide these benefits, the government had to first take these resources away from other taxpayers and residents. That's right, the people who ultimately paid for these benefits are you and me. Is that fair? That's it for now. Tune in again tomorrow for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.